Clever and ass.
How much is ice cream?
How much is the ice cream? It's free!
Free ice cream.
Are you guys ready?
Let's go.
All right!
You guys like ice cream?
You guys like ice cream?
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
We're ready. We're going to have free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 95 for those of you who are keeping track. Some podcasts go through the trouble of naming each individual episode of the show. I mean, they either like come up with like a clever title or something, or or they just take like a sound bite, like something they said, and they'll use that. Like, all right, well, that's the episode. We get an episode title or whatever. That's pretty gay. This is episode 95. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide, and we're stuck with each other for an hour or so. So let's just try to get along, shall we? I mean, we don't need a repeat of last week. That didn't end well for anybody, any party involved. Nobody liked what happened last week, so I'm still cleaning up after that mess. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address, and you can send your apologies to over there. I mean, I'm not apologizing to anybody, though. I mean, I'm fucking... I absolve myself of that. I mean, I'm not fucking going down that path, so fuck you, you fucking cunts. But yeah, I mean, use that email address if you have anything to say about video games, I guess. I mean, I'm not convinced many people have anything really worthwhile to say anymore. I mean, it's just a feeling I get. I mean, a smell in the air, you know, just... No, it smells like fucking casual ball sweat. I mean, or I don't know, and maybe that's just me. I don't know. Now, if you remember this this story, I think I already told it on the podcast. It was a while back though, where I was at work talking to somebody about a game that had just come out. I mean, fucking at the time, whatever it was, like fucking, I'm gonna say like Grand Theft Auto. San Andreas or something like that, maybe. I mean, it was really a real fucking just, you know, popular mainstream game at the time. But, you know, nothing like obscure or like fucking niche or fucking like odd or anything like that. You know, it's probably like a mainstream fucking game, like huge, you know, best-selling, like whatever, you know what I mean? One of those games that come out when it's fucking like, oh, you know, this fucking video game is a big time now. It made more than fucking Hollywood movies and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that type of shit. Like, you know, a huge fucking game that, you know, everybody was fucking playing at the time. You know, but just, you know, one of those deals where just about everybody, anyone who was fucking interested in gaming, like in the least, you know, had fucking played it type of deal. Again, it was like, you know, newish at the time. You know, you could talk about it, like whatever. I mean, fucking, you know, your fucking friends and their fucking like girlfriends and shit. You know, people who don't normally play games would be talking about whatever, Grand Theft Auto, whatever. Yeah, I mean, like that level of fucking, you know, people being interested in games, like that's fine. I mean, again, it's fucking like casual, like whatever. I mean, not everybody's fucking. When it comes to fucking video games, mortally obsessed or morbidly obsessed, morbidly obese, but with games. That's me. But anyway, fucking yeah. I mean, not everybody's fucking like that, like I am. You know what I mean? People don't have fucking, you know, two giant fucking racks of, you know, Xbox games and shit and fucking, you know, 500 games in their fucking Steam library and blah, 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 and consoles everywhere and draws of fucking NES games and that bullshit. I understand that. You know, but fucking, you know, just, you know, but anyway, yeah, so I'm telling that, you know, I'm telling the back then I'm talking to this kid. It's just fucking like, you know, just, you know, here's a game for, you know what I mean? Game for the masses, like fucking whatever. It's good. It's, you know, and as long as it's like a good game, you know what I mean? It's not like some shitty, like fucking bomb or some shit, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking like No Man's Sky or something. It's not like people like, that's the only game they've played in like a year. They love it. I mean, it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like the Grand Theft Auto game's usually decent. I mean, they're not my favorites, but again, it's like, yeah, they're good games, like whatever. People like them, that's fine. So yeah, anyway, I was talking about that fucking at work with somebody back in the day. Yeah, and then this half retarded kid fucking overhears us talking, and he pipes in like fucking like, hey, you know, you guys like video games? You know, I like video games. You know, I just got this new video game called Madden 96. You know, and this is like, you know, like 2004, 2005 or so. You know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah. The kid just like, oh, you guys should check it out. It's good. It's a good video game. You know, and fucking like. I mean, yeah, it just seems like now fucking most people are that guy type of deal, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I don't know. And, yeah, I'm not a fucking like elitist hipster or anything like that. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking like, oh, you guys, you know, you're not hardcore enough, nothing like that. But fucking, I mean, my definition, I mean, I'm just talking like gamers, and, you know, just like gamer, even like I'd consider like a casual gamer type of deal, you know, just fucking, but by my definition, I mean, the most fucking like liberal fucking definition of a gamer is like somebody who plays like, I don't know, like two games a year or something like that. Two, maybe three games. And he probably, you know, has fucking like favorites from like his childhood or whatever that he goes back to like every couple years or whatever. Fucking like, oh, you know, I like fucking whatever Mario Kart 64 or some shit. And fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking break out the fucking Nintendo 64 from the closet every now and then. And fucking, you know, when his friends are over and hook it up and, you know, play that. And that's like a crazy night or like whatever. That's what he'd fucking do, you know, fucking that's what he would have to do to fucking, just, again, not like hardcore, just, I mean, just like, just general, just even to consider him a gamer. I notice how he said he and him, just because girls can't be gamers at all, like, that's how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, nowadays, it's just fucking, it seems like, oh yeah, I love, you know, oh yeah, I love fucking games. I mean, you play, whatever, like, insert some game from, like, 3 years ago, like some game that came out like 3 years ago, like fuck, did you play that one? And it's fucking just like some random shit, and it's like, yeah dude, like, yeah, I did. I mean, that was like, I played that like 3 years ago when it fucking like came out, type of deal, you know. I played it, like, you know, like in that year that it came out, and like fucking, you know what I mean, whatever, finished it in like usually like a week, and then I was just kind of done with it, you know what I mean. In fucking, you know, a week or a fucking month or whatever, if I was fucking just fucking around, and like that was that. And like, then I talked about it for, you know, any like relevant conversation I had to say about that game was fucking like dried up within a year of its release, type of, you know, that type of deal. Of fucking like, oh yeah, I played it the year it came out, you know, like a 12-month span, you know what I mean? And fucking like, and after that, like, fucking most people weren't talking about it, or like, whatever, you know what I mean? Fucking, that's, like, if it's a particularly, like, fucking, like, noteworthy or, like, sticky game, like, you might talk about it for, like, a year or so after you play it, you know? And fucking, if you played it, like, 12 months from then, from its release date, and fucking, like, you know what I mean, then talked about it, like, a year after that, like, most people are, like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, like, whatever, like, you know what I mean? But fucking, you know, fucking, that's not to say, like, fucking, oh, you know, people can only play, like, brand new games when they come out or anything like that, because, yeah, I mean, I'm going to talk about fucking Siberia and fucking StarCraft in a little bit, but, yeah, I mean, once it's fucking left, like, that new period there, the zeitgeist, as they say, the zeitgeist, you know, at least fucking, no, at least recognize at that point that you're the fucking weirdo talking about that shit. I mean, don't be fucking shocked if people don't give a shit about fucking, fucking a bubble ghost or whatever. I'm trying to get fucking bubble ghost to work, by the way, in an Apple 2GS emulator or some shit. I tried doing that, and I fucking downloaded like some weird DOS version, and it works okay, but the sound's fucked up. I don't know, fucking whatever. Anyway, yeah, that's not a fucking, like, yeah, I was talking about like that shit, like when people like, oh yeah, you like games, I mean, how about that fucking bubble ghost, like, you know what I mean, like, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. I mean, for the most part, I mean, that's not a great fucking introductory statement, you know what I mean, to be like fucking the broader topic of video games, type of deal. I mean, maybe it's just fucking, I don't know, you call it like video game discussion etiquette or something like that, I don't know. I'm just pretty sure people are fucking like retarded, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I don't know. As a for instance, I mean, I'm on fucking IGN, which, you know, they have the rare video game article up there every now and then. I mean, you have to scroll through a ton of fucking anime and TV and movie fucking bullshit to find it, but it's there occasionally. And yeah, so they have some article on there about Persona 5, and I talked about it a little while ago, fucking, a couple weeks ago. They had some fucking, like, you know, weird fucking streaming restrictions on the game, and fucking, like, you know, you can only stream up to some certain point, and then you had to fucking, like, stop, or they'd copyright you, fucking, whatever, do, like, a copyright strike on your channel, or some shit like that. Yeah, so fucking, there's some article about, like, oh, they're fucking lifting some of that, the restrictions on that, and they fucking, whatever, they apologized, and they're fucking like, oh, you know, you can stream it, but you can only still, they're still kind of like moving it back, well, but you can't stream it up to this fucking certain point now, it's just some dumb shit, but, yeah, when it went on, I'm like fucking like, ah, well, whatever. I'm fucking not gonna fucking, not gonna, I'm still not fucking buying it. You know what I mean? So fucking, I wrote some comment that's fucking about that. I mean, that's still pretty dumb policy, and you know, I'll just wait until it's like $20 or some shit. And at that point, I'm sure all the restrictions will be gone. And yeah, because at this point, like, hey, you know, it's already, at this point, it's already been out for like whatever, a month or, you know, a couple weeks or whatever months. I don't even know at this point. But you know, it's not like a fucking like new game. It's not like a fucking game I'm jumping on when it first comes out. Like, don't, you know, nobody fucking cares about that. You know, the fucking, you know, I can wait till it's fucking like discounted. It was not something I was really like hyped up to fucking play, and I wanted to play it like right away. You know, so I'm like, yeah, and I was fucking like, yeah, well, you know. It's like, oh, cool they did that, but I'm still, you know, I'm still waiting for it to be like $20 and shit. All the restrictions are lifted. So yeah, you know, I've already fucking waited this long, right? I mean, who cares? I will wait another fucking like few months or whatever. So yeah, then I get all these fucking replies to my comment on this supposed gaming site, and it's fucking a shocker. I mean, they're really fucking stupid, like really stupid comments. It's fucking like, oh, you know, it's never going to be $20. You know, they made limited copies. Now they'll probably, you know, the game's probably going to go up in price, if anything. I'm just fucking like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, limited copies. Are you talking like if, like physical copies of the game? Like who the fuck does that anymore? Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking, it's like, oh yeah, right. Like, you know, the collectors, you know what I mean? So, well, if you want to collect it, like, I don't give a fuck about collecting it. You know, once again, I mean, it's not fucking, I don't consider that like, gamer, you know, that has nothing to do with fucking being a gamer. I mean, go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? It'll be like $40 in a month, and probably like $20 by the end of the year. You know what I mean? Like fucking the digital copy that normal people will buy. You know, so you know, I'm good. You know what I mean? Or fucking, you know what I mean? Or won't fucking play it. Like whatever. There's no shit off my ass. Yeah, there's like fucking like half a dozen new games I want to play that are coming out in the next month. You know, I'll play those that. I want to play them. I'll play them when they're new. Like fucking, you know, I'll be okay there. You know, you know. Then you get this fucking, you know, the sales warriors there. Fucking like, oh, the game sold really well. You should buy it. You know what I mean? Fuck, it's 200% of the projected figures of the fucking, you know, of Atlas or whatever. And it's fucking like, okay, there's nothing to do, again, nothing to do with me fucking buying it. I don't give a shit. Like, that's, you know, you're talking like the business aspect of the fucking games, not the games themselves. You know what I mean? It's fucking. That's not gaming. Again, that's fucking, that's business. You know what I mean? It's nothing to do with fucking me buying or playing the game, I guess. But then you get the fucking, the retro guys who haven't fucking played anything since they were like 15 years old and fucking like, again, I like gaming. Oh, well, fucking like, whatever, I don't know. Contra or some shit, man. Again, I love fucking Contra, but that's not like fucking like open up a conversation of fucking like, oh yeah, I love gaming. Contra and fucking, whatever, fucking Robotron and fucking like shit like that, like fucking like that's like step 10 of, you know, what I mean. That's all, that's like all they, that's how they think of it, like fucking, it just, everything stopped when, you know, once they stop fucking playing games, like everything else stopped and everything else sucks after that, like that type of deal, like fucking no, like no thanks, like I don't know what but any of that I just talked about is, it has to do with anything, but or why I felt compelled to ramble about it, but I just did. So I don't know. It's just one of those deals. Just fucking, just like, am I the only one left here? You know what I mean? Like, am I fucking that much of a dying breed? I guess, you know what I mean. Literally fucking dying, I think, because, you know, I've been taking some walks. You know, I've talked about it, you know, I'm fucking taking some walks a few times a week, and it's just like, fuck, I'm fucking falling apart here, you know, just fucking, just whatever, just going down the block, like a couple miles, and fucking a couple times a week, and it's like, my foot's really fucked up right now. It's fucking, it's been getting worse and worse, like fucking over the past like week or two, and one of those deals where I'm fucking like, this is gonna be boring, I know, it's fucking absolute DSH medical corner. But yeah, I mean, I was just trying to like figure out like what to do, like fucking, you know, do I stay off of it and fucking like let it rest, or, you know, do I fucking like walk on it and fucking make it better, or what? I mean, fucking like, you know what I mean, just to fucking stretch it out, or like whatever the fuck was going on there, or still don't know what's up with it. I mean, I gotta fucking, I gotta go to the fucking doctor's office as soon as we're fucking done with this bullshit talking to the microphone type of nobody listens to. Well, yeah, but once I'm done with this shit here, yeah, I mean, that was a fucking disaster trying to fucking set up that appointment, the doctor's appointment, and fucking just, like, call up, like, yeah, I think my foot's fucking broken, or it's, like, seriously fucked up, you know? It's like, oh, you know, telling me, like, oh, we can see you fucking next week sometime. It's like, dude, like, I can't fucking walk. You know, I need to fucking walk for my fucking job and shit. Like, I guess we'll have to go to, like, the ER or some shit, you know what I mean? And fucking, like, oh, well, wait, we can see you tomorrow. It's like, dude, fuck you, you fucking scam artist, so... Yeah, we'll see what's up with live updates, maybe I'll record, of what's going on. I don't know, it's fucking diabetes, or fucking gout, or Lyme disease, or AIDS, or fucking all of the above, who knows, I don't know, we'll find out, hopefully. Anyway, I'm doing these walks here, walks down the street, these fucking, doing the fucking old man shuffle of fucking, oh, my foot's fucked up, everything hurts, and fucking just, you know, shuffling down the road for a couple miles down there, and fucking, like, you know, this fucking, like, these young fucking girls, like, 20-year-old girls and shit, just fucking, like, zipping right past me, and fucking, like, you know, almost knocking me down, fucking shaking my fist at him, fucking old, you know, young fucking whippersnappers. Yeah, I'm just all like fucking like, ugh, I can barely fucking breathe. You know, my fucking feet hurt. Fucking, I couldn't even fucking catch up to you to fucking rape you if I wanted to. So, yeah, come back here with your fucking tight little jogging pants, fucking, ugh, fucking shuffling along. No, it's fucking depressing. It's fucking, my body's fucking breaking down. But, hey. Video games, am I right there? Is that what we're doing now? Darksiders is a video game, or so I've been told. Darksiders 3 got announced, and yeah, that fucking the trailer they put out there, the first trailer, the announcement trailer, I guess you'd say, it's kind of shitty. I mean, it's fucking just that first trailer had no fucking gameplay in it. It was all, you know, it's just like a CG movie. I mean, that's fucking expected. I mean, the game's not coming out until 2018, in theory, anyway, next year sometime. But, I mean, the way things go now, the game will probably be fucking delayed 10 times and canceled at some point. Then, you know, then they'll fucking open up like a Kickstarter campaign to fucking resurrect it like five years later. You know, who knows what the fuck they're gonna do? But yeah, I mean that trailer there, the fucking the CG trailer is just pretty basic. I mean, just shows the main character in the game, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I mean, the other Darkseid is 1 and 2 is different characters. It's, you know, the first horseman, the second horseman, and this is the third horseman. Or horse lady in this case. I mean, you know, she goes up to the one of the protagonists from the older games, one of the older fucking horsemen, and he's in chains. I mean, I guess that has something to do with fucking, I don't know what happened. This is a callback to one of the other ones. I don't know. I haven't fucking played them since they came out, but yeah, but she, whatever, goes up to him, fucking touches him on the head or some bullshit, and she fucking runs off, and she, like, fights a demon or something, and there's fucking skulls and fire and shit, and that was about it. I mean, nothing really spectacular. I really liked fucking Darksiders 1 and 2. Again, they're just fucking action-adventure games. I mean, it's fucking Zelda plus God of War, and a little bit of Portal thrown in there, if I remember correctly. I mean, I'm pretty sure you had, like, a fucking, like, straight-up, like, Portal gun. You're making, like, blue and fucking orange portals and fucking going through them and shit. Yeah, I mean, they were fun. I mean, fucking good combat. I mean, they looked great, and that was the main thing. I mean, they looked fucking awesome. I mean, this looked like fucking, just like the art style and shit. Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, the art director for those games was a pretty famous fucking comic book artist. I think he was pretty big in the 90s. Joe Mordera, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Joey M. Joey Mad. I don't know, fucking whatever. But yeah, but he came up with these fucking, like, these awesome, like, cartoony fucking metal-looking characters for fucking Darksiders, and fucking all the landscapes and shit just fucking looked like, you could tell it's like his, you know, his fucking artwork or just fucking, like, exaggerated, like, shit. It's fucking looked really cool. It was just kind of like that, plus, like, the, you know, the gameplay was, you know, pretty solid and fucking well, you know, with the well-designed levels and shit. Just that's what made the games, but I mean, like, the art was a big part of it, and yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if that same artist is even working on the new game on fucking Darksiders 3. I mean, I know he's fucking working on another game based on one of his comics, his Battle Chasers, I think. And that's going to be, but I think it's like a turn-based game or some shit. That was on Kickstarter, I believe, but that looks alright too. I mean, it's probably just whatever, turn-based, like XCOM-y type shit and fucking whatever. Again, just the art, it's his art, so it looks cool and shit. So it's like, that's like, that looks pretty decent. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the same studio that worked on, Darksiders 1 and 2 that are working on fucking 3. I mean, that was, I think that they're done. I mean, there was a fucking THQ fucking joint. And yeah, THQ closed down, like, it was a couple of years ago, I think. They fucking shut down. And they sold off all their shit. So, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of the same staff, I guess, that worked on the old games that, like, whatever, formed a new studio that are working on the new one or whatever. I don't know. I mean, fucking, I just fucking... they always say that. I mean, who knows, like, how many people are coming over from the old games or what that means. I mean, they always say that, like, fucking, oh yeah, it's the old team who made this and that, and fucking, and this fucking turns out to be, like, fucking, whatever, one or two guys. It's like fucking, like, oh yeah, it's the janitor or some shit, then three fucking sales guys, and they're still there, so it's still the same company, right, or whatever, or, like, whatever, the PR guy, or... whatever, you know what I mean? Fucking, like, oh, he's back too, so it must be the same. Like, you know, they pull that shit a lot, so who knows? So yeah, then they showed actual gameplay of the game. So I don't know, 10 or 12 minutes or so, and yeah, just starts off with the main character. I think her name's Fury. She looks like a Dominatrix fucking Ghost Rider. And yeah, she's going through this hub area, and you know, I haven't played these games for fucking a while. I mean, fucking Darksiders 2 came out like 5 years ago or some shit, and that's when I played it. So yeah, I'm just like, you know, but first I'm just looking at the art and shit, and you know, the way the level was designed, and fucking, like, she goes up to, like, some stone golem guy or some shit. I think he's a vendor or a blacksmith, maybe. Yeah, I don't really remember, but you know, at first glance, I'm just like, fucking, like, hey, you know, this does kind of look like Darksiders, you know what I mean? It's got some of the same shit, and fucking, it's good. It could be all right, you know, it's fucking the first fucking few steps she's taken. Yeah, then she gets to, like, the main area of the game where she's, like, fighting and shit, and it's, you know, it's fucking, like, more or less, like, open world, or, you know, connected levels and shit, connected hubs, or... And she's crawling through, like, vents and fucking climbing around ledges and shit, and, you know, it's just a post-apocalyptic, you know, Earth with fucking, you know, it's got, like, destroyed highways and fucking, like, burnt-out cars and that shit, and, you know, demons running around and that bullshit. Then, Then the enemies fucking show up, and you know, they look kind of like generic as fucking demons and fucking like crabs and birds and shit. And she's got a whip and she's fucking like whipping them and shit. And I started having fucking flashbacks to Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, because it looks a hell of a lot like fucking Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, and that's not really a fucking good thing. That was my fucking first impression, because fucking. That game sucked ass. That game was fucking really bad. And, yeah, I mean, the combat just, what they're showing again, it just doesn't look that fucking interesting of her just with her whip. She's just fucking whipping dudes a fucking million times before they fucking die. And, you know, when people attack her, she's fucking just kind of like dodging out of the way and shit, jumping out of the way. And, yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, just see, even, like, what they showed again, just fucking a lot of the attacks again, it's fucking almost like the Bayonetta or fucking, like, shit, like, fucking, they're coming from, like, off screen, you can't fucking see him and that shit, and just, I don't know, just, it does not look fucking great, just again. I mean, granted, this is, you know, it's really early fucking gameplay, it's just fucking pre-alpha, you know, fucking blah, 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 that type of shit. I get it. I mean, you get it's fucking early. They're still fucking polishing it up and all that shit. But, you know, it could come together later and fucking, you know, they could tweak some shit and fucking, you know, it might turn out okay. I'm just going from that video, like my first impression from watching it, fucking whatever, watching the fucking 10-minute gameplay trailer of this new fucking game, and just fucking, after like 2 minutes, I'm just fucking like, I'm getting bored. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't even want to fucking, like, watch this. I mean, but again, it's too early to fucking shit on it completely, but still at least like a year away or so whatever. Maybe they showed it a little bit too early. I don't know. Fucking just, they should just kept with that fucking CG trailer until they figured out what they were doing with the main game, or had something to show that was better, but whatever. Let's fucking move on from that, because again, it's not coming out for another year or so. Let's move on all the way to Siberia. Once again, our journey, we made it there. Not really, actually, we didn't make it to Siberia. Not all the game ends. Spoiler. But yeah, we finished the first game anyway, and it, you know, it was really fucking good. I really like fucking that game. I'll say this, it's one of those games where fucking, you know, if somebody described it to me, you know, I didn't fucking like, oh, this is what you do, you know, you fucking, you're this chick and you're going to fucking whatever, fucking sign a contract for a fucking toy company and you're a lawyer and fucking whatever, and you fucking go on this journey of self-discovery on a fucking, like, train, you know what I mean? I'd be like, fucking, I'd tell them to go fuck themselves, because, you know, it's fucking just, whatever, the bittersweet, fucking melodramatic, fucking feely adventure game type of deal. You know, I'd be like, fucking, no thanks. But it's fucking awesome. I really do fucking, I fucking love it. Loved it. It's just, I don't know, they just don't make them like they used to, you know? Don't make them like that anymore. I mean, they don't make fucking anything like that anymore. Fucking movies or fucking TV or games or like whatever. I mean, fucking somehow fucking everybody's gotten worse at storytelling for some reason, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, yeah, I think when this came out too, it was fucking like, you know, above average to, you know, you consider it, I think, but it's fucking like playing it now is fucking like, wow, this is fucking impressive, like how well it holds up, and it's just really good. So, yeah, the main thing everybody's curious about, I'm sure, is, you know, that hot, steamy love triangle between fucking, the main character, Kate, and, her fiancé, Dan, and her best friend, whatever the fuck her name is, I don't know, and Oscar, too, the mechanical fisting robot. And yeah, pretty much like I predicted, though I guess I'm kind of like cheating, you know what I mean? I probably saw it coming. Maybe it was so impactful that I remembered it from fucking years ago. I don't know. But I did play the game when it was more or less new. So maybe I just kind of cheated there, because I knew what was going on. But yeah, I mean, fucking yeah. But yeah, Kate's boyfriend cheats on her, and fucking get this, with her best friend in the whole wide world. I mean, I know, right? It's fucking scandalous. But yeah, I mean, because fucking Kate's busy doing like cool robot stuff on this fucking train. I mean, she finds out, you know, her fucking whatever. Finds out her fucking friend, you know, her friend's fucking breaking down, fucking talking to her, like crying and shit, like, oh my god, I don't know what I just did, and blah blah blah. She fucking, you know, fucked fucking Kate's boyfriend or whatever. But I mean, then she's like, oh, I see what's going on here, and she just kind of like whatever, just fucking hangs up and fucking calls her fucking fiance Dan or whatever, and she pretty much just says like, oh, you know, you're fucking my friend, like, you know, that sucks, like, you know, have fun with that, I guess, fucking later, boner, and just fucking like hangs up on him and just fucking like moves on. I mean, just fucking continues on away. I mean, fucking, I don't know. Kate's awesome and fucking heartless, you know. And also, like, I fucking guessed fucking last week. I mean, again, I kind of feel, I would say, it's like the second time I played it, even though fucking 10, 12 years ago before. But yeah, I mean, after she fucking kidnapped an old lady and fucking, yeah, she brings her back to this fucking, like, creepy, like, Phantom of the Opera fucking guy, and, yeah, he fucking locks her in a cage. He's just gonna, like, keep her there and fucking, you know, keep her as a fucking prisoner in his fucking cage, you know, and probably make some fucking sick fucking granny porn. So yeah, Kate did that. I mean, Kate rules. And the only reason she gets her out is fucking just like, oh, you're the shit in that cage I need. So I guess you got to come out too. Yeah, Kate's awesome. But so yeah, I mean, toward the end, I mean, the environments are getting a little bit more like complex, and you know, you're going through like three different main locations that are, they're all connected to each other. You're doing like, you know, you got to solve a puzzle here to fucking get something to fucking, you know, go back like fucking, you know, three locations like before, and, you know, back and forth. And you got the train station there, the fucking Soviet fucking Cosmodrome, and there's a hotel where the old lady's at, you know, and you're fucking, you know, you're trying to get your train from fucking, you know, the start point at the fucking, the train station up to the hotel type of deal. So, I mean, yeah, you're taking fucking, like, blimps and fucking, to get to, you know, blimps and, like, monorails to get from, like, one to the other and shit, and fucking, I was one of those deals where I'm fucking, like, you know, as I'm playing, I'm starting to get, like, anxious, because, you know, it's an adventure game, and fucking, like, oh, God, like, who knows what fucking garbage is gonna go on here, and, you know, I'll fucking miss some stupid, like, pixel item, you know, pixel searching fucking item. I fucking missed like 15 screens back, you know, 15 screens back or some shit. Fucking I'll miss that, and then I'll be fucked like later on. And but I mean, they did fucking such a good job, you know, the way it's designed, like the puzzles and shit, just, you know, the exploration, it's almost like perfect, you know. It's fucking like, just like, again, the puzzles are like fucking pretty logical, fucking well signposted. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, again, you pretty much know what you have to do. As long as you fucking, again, if you're walking around, you fucking exploring, you're talking to people, it's like, all right, well, you're not really ever lost, you know. It's fucking, and they're just fun to fuck around with too. Again, a lot of it's just fucking like machines and shit. It's just fucking like, I'm pulling levers and shit, fucking pushing buttons and fucking, you know, seeing what happens. And yeah, I mean, there's only like one fucking puzzle I get stuck on throughout the entire game, and that I had to fucking, I was like, all right, well, I gotta fucking look this up because I don't fucking understand what the hell is going on. Yeah, there was this fucking like really like complex like automated bar, like, I don't know, it's a huge fucking bar, and there's like a machine on the top of it to fucking like mix drinks and shit. I was like a bartending machine, I guess. And yeah, you know, there's this fucking, you know, this on the top, there's all these fucking like bottles of booze and shit up top, and they're all connected to like the main bar, you know. And then there's fucking like on the bar itself, there's like a piano you can hit the keys on. And there's a switch on the right that fucking changes from like a bass cymbal to like a treble cymbal, or what, I don't know what the fuck they call it, bass clef and fucking like whatever. The other one is, I don't know, not a musician, but so yeah, I mean, you have to find all these fucking ingredients for fucking specific drink. I mean, it's fucking like, this, you know, this, the old lady's there, and she's like, oh, I can't sing without this fucking certain drink, and you have to fucking figure out like what the drink is, like, you know, how to fucking mix it, like what the recipe is for it. And then And then you have to fucking decipher, fucking like, all right, well, you have to get like the certain booze, like, you know, you have to find like bottles and shit, bottles of booze and fucking like, you know, different shit to fucking put in the shit up top. Then it's like, all right, well, now what do? Like, how do I press these piano keys to fucking mix it like correctly? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, fucking like, I'm like, all right, I'm going following what I have, and fucking like, you know, talking to people. I'm just like, I'm looking at it like, all right, I think I have it here. You know, I think I have it down, and fucking, like, it's cool. It took me a while, and I'm, you know, again, trial and error, just fucking around. I'm like, okay, no, I think I got it now. I was thinking like, you know, it's pretty clever puzzle here. It's definitely one of the most like involved ones in the fucking game. But then I'd fucking like, all right, got it. Fucking, you know, hit the keys, fucking makes a drink and shit. And fucking like, then she's like, nope, this isn't it. And fucking like, whatever. And fucking like sends it back. And it's like, fucking, it's just like the wrong one over and over again. And then fucking I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing wrong. So, I seem to, in these games, I seem to always have fucking trouble with any kind of puzzles involving like pianos for some reason. Like, I don't think the puzzle here has anything to do with actual fucking like music. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like symbols and fucking like whatever. It's all about being like lined up, and it's like the order of the fucking booze bottles or whatever. But Yeah, I just couldn't fucking get it for the fucking life of me. So, rather than fucking like frustrate myself for too long, I'm like, all right, fine. I'm rather than fucking sitting here and fucking around. Like, I just don't know. I have like don't know where to even start with what the fuck's going on here. So, rather than fucking frustrate myself, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna look this one up. And thankfully, I found some fucking whatever. Just like this is all like the only fucking walkthrough. Just like one fucking like. Screen pops up of like fucking like, all right, here's what you need to do for this one fucking puzzle type of deal. So I did that, and it was one of those deals where fucking like, you know, even after I fucking read the solution and I fucking like did it, and I'm like fucking, I'm like looking and I'm like fucking, I don't know, like I would have ever fucking figured that out, you know what I mean? How I was supposed to get that? I mean, there's probably something probably something I missed there. I mean, just a heads up. I mean, if you find yourself mixing fucking drinks in Siberia, the internet might be a friend at that point. So, yeah, I mean, other than that little fucking thing they had to look up, I mean, the game completely fucking holds up. I'm sure somebody would get it to you. Like, it's one of those deals where fucking somebody would look at it and be like, oh, yeah, obviously this is that, but I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, but Siberia fucking holds up. I mean, mechanically, it's fucking nothing special. I mean, it's just a fucking clicker. Just fucking one-button clicking adventure game. It's got some, you know, some pretty visuals and fucking good puzzles and shit, but... Yeah, I mean, the story and the characters and just, you know, the overall fucking experience of fucking... And again, I realize that this is the type of shit I'd hear fucking other people saying, and I just fucking, I'd hear it and just think fucking gay. But I mean, it really is fucking damn near fucking like perfect. I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, it's a perfect game or like whatever. There's nothing wrong with it. Like whatever, fucking 10 out of 10, like nothing like that. But it's just fucking, you know, what it's trying to do, you know what I mean? To fucking like tell this fucking story of fucking this girl going again on this fucking journey, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, what it did do, and, you know, plus the fucking, you know, the time it came out, and, yeah, it's just, I don't think that they could do this fucking really any better. I mean, fucking, at the end of the game, you're riding the fucking train towards, like, Siberia, and again, you never actually get to Siberia in the game. There's a bit of false advertising there, but... Nevertheless, I mean, you're fucking, like, going, and fucking, it's just like, oh, man, like, this fucking, the whole story's wrapped up, but just fucking all that's left is just her, like, going, you know what I mean, of them, like, going towards fucking where they've been trying to go get to the entire time. The game just fucking, like, ends, you know, like, just fucking, just stops right there. And then, like, fucking a little prompt fucking pops up, little dialogue box that says, you know, do you want to play Siberia 2, like, right there, like, you know, if we can hit a button, just play, just go into fucking Siberia 2. Yeah, I mean, even though the whole point of fucking me, like, replaying this game, you know, the fucking the first game and the second game is fucking, it's supposed to be like oh, let's fucking go through them, it'll be like a quick refresher before I go into fucking Siberia 3. But yeah, I mean, after the first game, I'm looking at that fucking, that box, fucking like, oh, I hit A, and fucking like, well, number one, and I didn't have fucking Siberia 2 installed, but even if I did, I'm like fucking like no. I'm like fucking like I don't think I can fucking play that right now. I'm just fucking emotionally fucking drained. You know what I mean? Like I don't think I can fucking like handle it. You know what I mean? Just fucking went through that game. It's fucking had a fucking a bit of an emotional fucking orgasm there. So yeah, I guess. So I get my fucking emotional fucking tissues. I cleaned up after myself, and yeah, I mean that was that. Had to take a break, and now I have to take a break. Because, yeah, I've been jerking off this whole time, and I gotta clean up an actual mess. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. So I played some StarCraft. It's another game from back in the day. I kind of sort of remembered playing. But fuck it. I mean, it was free on StarCraft.com. I go to StarCraft.com. You just fucking, boom, download the fucking game and the expansion pack, whatever, Brood War. And you're good to go. It's fucking, yeah. It's one of those fucking classic games. Again, I wasn't really fucking too familiar with. I'm like fucking like, yeah, I know I kind of played it back then, but fucking let's give it a whirl, fucking see what's going on here. So I mean, as soon as the fucking game starts, and there's the weird fucking shows the fucking whatever the person giving you the information, like the fucking briefings before the missions and shit. It's weird fucking Borg lady with fucking metal dreadlocks. Whatever the fuck is going on there? I see her. I'm like fucking like, huh? And then I'm like fucking, it looks kind of familiar. Then I see the fucking little robot ED-209 looking gathering units. The fucking the Marines and the fucking fire bats and shit, like the units and the fucking you're controlling, and it just kind of like clicked, like fucking like, oh yeah, I did fucking play. I played quite a bit of this fucking back then, fucking a while ago. And I fucking remember the fucking the music and all that shit, and just fucking like, huh, it's fucking like, I must have played this for fucking hours and hours back then. I mean, I wasn't like crazy into it, but I'm definitely played it. I think I want to say when I first played it, fucking, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. It was probably, probably one of the first fucking real-time strategy games I played, besides Dune, obviously, but, yeah, I want to say I get stuck somewhere in the fucking, like, in the first campaign and fucking, I just get fucking, like, I don't know, what the fuck I'm doing. I just fucking get frustrated and fucking gave up on it. But, yeah, I don't know, fucking, yeah, and I don't think I ever got past, like, the human campaign, fucking originally, but, I was a young fucking sack of shit back then. Not the old fucking wise cunt that I am now, so. So, but yeah, I mean, I was just fucking, I'm just playing, I'm fucking like, wow, I'm fucking surprised how well this game still plays, like now. Real-time strategy games, fucking, they're definitely not my favorite genre or anything like that. Like, I'm not very good at them, obviously. I mean, fucking, I played a few. I played fucking whatever, Command and Conquer and shit. I did play fucking Halo Wars fucking 1 and 2 not too long ago, and fucking, Dune fucking before that, and fucking, like, Company Heroes 2 before that, fucking, so, I dabble in them every now and then, but the funny thing is, I mean, they all seem just really fucking similar. I'm playing, like, StarCraft again. I'm just fucking like, here's the fucking explore the fucking, just go and explore the fucking map type of shit, and fucking, that mission, like, that's their check, and fucking, all right, now the next one's fucking defend the base for, like, 20 minutes or some shit, like, yep, that's there too, and then the one you have, like, a small squad of soldiers, you gotta fucking send them down, like, a certain path, and, to have them survive to meet up with, like, another fucking, base or some shit, and fucking find that, then you control the base, and like, yeah, that's there, and fucking, the gets the genre, like, really isn't really changed or fucking evolved, that much in, like, fucking, like, what, like, 20 years or some shit like that when fucking StarCraft came out, but as far as I can tell, anyway, again, I'm not, that in-depth of, the fucking, like, if people are really hardcore into it, are probably like, the balancing is fucking, like, I don't know, I'm just fucking, just from going from, like, the single player, just fucking playing through, just fucking, like, wow, it's fucking very similar, of this in fucking 20 years ago, Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, comparing it to, like, Dune, which is, I think that's considered, like, the first of, the first RTS, as far as I know. Again, it's fucking pretty sure. I mean, fucking people do say that. Yeah, I mean, Dune is fucking, that's a way more fucking complex game than fucking, than most of these fucking, again, the StarCraft types. Yeah, I mean, there's so much more going on there. I mean, the fucking, the story in Dune, and, there's fucking, like, adventure elements, and fucking, like, politics, and blah, 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 and, and I guess there's fucking, And I know there's like other games out there that aren't really considered fucking real time strategy games. You know what I mean? This fucking like the 4X games or grand strategy, like the Total War, like that type of shit. Again, it's not my, this isn't my most fucking knowledgeable fucking genre here. I mean, I have fucking a ton of them, but I barely fucking play them. But Dune was kind of like fucking like all that in one, you know, that type of deal. Just, don't flip out here if I'm fucking oversimplifying things and getting shit wrong. It's just fucking like an odd jump of fucking just, I think, of fucking, again, playing fucking like Dune of just, you know, this planet-wide fucking strategy of fucking like, I gotta, you know, equip my guys with these certain weapons and I'm fucking going out and exploring and finding these upgrades and blah, 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 and fucking recruiting people and, you know, talking to them and they want me to do certain shit first and, you know, it's all fucking like story-based and fucking all that shit. So to jump from that and like Dune to like, now I have these like little fucking 8-person squads and fucking like StarCraft or whatever, and they're all fucking like made out of paper and shit, and just, that's a weird fucking jump, you know what I mean? Fucking such a fucking downgrade, you know, just in like scale, you know what I mean? I mean, that's probably the point of why they did that, you know, just to fucking like, I don't know, just fucking more focused, I guess, it'd probably be why, but no, it's fucking weird, I think. It's, again, as far as like single player, again, there's no fucking, you know, people love the multiplayer in StarCraft or whatever, but it's just fucking weird, weird fucking jump, like weird evolution of that fucking genre. But, I was fucking like shocked just playing, I'm playing StarCraft, just how fucking fast the Marines die. I send out my fucking like, I think I have like overkill here. There's like, only a few fucking aliens there. Fucking just send out this fucking whatever 20 fucking Marines. Like, no problem. I'll fucking just murder them. And then the fucking Marines just like pop like fucking balloons in like 2 seconds. And you can upgrade their armor, so they last maybe 3 seconds instead of like 2. Put them in like fortifications. You know, put them in like bunkers and shit. But yeah, I mean, like, Jesus Christ, I mean, it's a fucking, like, meat grinder. I mean, the fucking poor guys, they just fucking go out and just fucking boom, fucking they just explode, and it's fucking pretty cool animation. But, yeah, and the, their pathfinding is fucking bad, it's fucking atrocious, and they're all fucking, you know, you send them, you know, you get a group of them, fucking click where you want them to go, and they're all just, like, knocking into each other and fucking straying all over the fucking map and shit. I mean, and I'm pretty sure that's been like a consistent issue for fucking these games. And I don't know if it's ever really been fucking like fully fixed. You know what I mean? I mean, fucking like, I don't know, again, the newest one of whatever, Halo Wars 2, was like, it's okay now, but it still gets fucked up every now and then. We're fucking, they just fucking don't know what they're doing and they just fucking go all over the place. But, that wasn't never a problem in Dune. Yeah, again, that's fucking pretty precise of what they were doing. It was just a fucking planet, a sand planet, so there's nothing they could really get caught up on, but still, just saying, I'm just pointing that out, little observation I had. So yeah, I'm just fucking around with fucking StarCraft, like off and on, just fucking, you know, just like whatever, it's still fun, fucking good music, and, you know, as soon as I heard the fucking music, it fucking just clicked in my head, like, oh yeah, fucking, this is that game, you know. I never fucking obsessed with it or anything like some people were, but it's just fucking like, it's pretty cool. It's fucking cool little free game for you to fuck around with if you haven't yet or whatever. If you fucking liked it from back in the day, you know, they did a fucking decent, like, they didn't really do it. They're doing like a remastered, like they're going through and like remastering all the shit, but it's just fucking, this is like the straight up fucking same game. It just fucking made it so it can run, on new computers without doing anything to it. But yeah, StarCraft.com is boom, fucking free game. Speaking of fucking space and the stars and fucking meat grinders and shit, Prey came out. Technically, I guess it's kind of sort of fucking Prey 2. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. But yeah, let's just call it fucking BioShock Prey, because yeah, it's an awful lot like fucking a BioShock game, or System Shock, I guess. I mean, because it takes place on a space station, and it's fucking hard as fuck. It's a really hard game. I mean, I'm just playing on normal, and I was thinking, like, even, you know, before I started, I'm like, fucking, like, if it is gonna be, like, you know what I mean, fucking just normal fucking new game, and, you know, normal fucking modern game, and if it's fucking, if it's like BioShock, you know, it's fucking probably really fucking easy, you know, in BioShock, you can't fucking, you never die in BioShock, you just get fucking whatever, they have like those chambers, you just come back in and shit. But I'm just fucking like, whatever, you know what I mean? Fucking, I'm like, I'll try it on normal just to see what's going on. You know, maybe I'll bump it up later if it's fucking really that easy. But, nope, that's not the case at all. It's fucking old school, fucking, like, you know, old school. Every shot you take fucking counts. I mean, you're constantly fucking low on supplies. Every encounter, like every little enemy and shit can fuck you up like real fucking bad. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough fucking game. Yeah, I mean, you start off doing, you know, you doing these fucking, like, you know, little tests, like you're in, like in Portal or whatever, something like that. You know, you go through this test chamber and, you know, hit this button and fucking move on to the next one and fucking, like, you know, there's these scientists watching you and it's kind of, like, goofy and shit. And, yeah, then these alien spiders fucking show up and fucking murder them, and then everything kind of goes to hell, and, you know, it's fucking, you know, fucked up space station, that type of shit. I mean, there's fucking dead bodies everywhere, and, you know, a lot of the robots are, you know, the fucking helper robots are all corrupted, and they'll fucking fire at you, and, yeah, those aliens are all over the fucking space station. They, you know, they can, like, camouflage themselves into objects and shit that are just like hanging around. So, I mean, you fucking just, you know, get close to like whatever, a chair or some shit, and then they fucking attack you. If I jump out, fucking giant goo spider in your face, and so you see, you know, whatever, you see like a chair like tipped over, and, you know, there'll be like 50 other chairs like in the room, and fucking like, oh, fucking nope, black goo spider, fucking, you know, and then fucking, you know, attacked you, then it starts like climbing up the fucking walls and shit, and it's fucking spooky. You know, I'm actually surprised how much of a horror game it is. I'd say it's fucking even like creepier than Outlast 2, which I just played. I'm like, that game, like, whatever, it's going through, and fucking, that can be kind of intense. Like, this is like fucking, like, it's kind of like spooky, like going through this shit, and fucking this shit can fucking jump out at me, and I just fucking like always on edge. Yeah, I mean, a couple times I've been fucking, like, real close to fucking, like, dying and shit, and fucking, like, oh, man, it's a fucking, finally, fucking, you know, found a med pack, thank God, you know, I'm almost fucking dead. Run up, you know, it's just sitting on a shelf, run up to grab it, and fucking go to pick it up, and, oh, spider in the face, you know what I mean, it's fucking spider, like disguising itself as a fucking med pack, you know, pretty good. I mean, you get like a scanner later on. You can detect like where they are. Like, you know, they're called like mimics, and as long as you scan them, it'll show you like fucking like, oh, there's one over there, and you can fucking like shoot them and shit, and you get like a damage bonus for fucking hitting them when they're still in like, you know, that form. It's like an overlay, you know, on your face, whatever, on the HUD, and you just get it clicking like the right stick, whatever, and just puts up like a scanning thing. You know, look around, and as long as you're like patient and like careful and shit, and you can fucking, you know, you can scan enemies. It kind of works like, again, like when you took pictures in BioShock, and, you know, for like research, that type of shit. Only in Prey, you don't get like it's not like passive bonuses or anything like that. You know, it's not like fucking like, oh, you scanned them, now you get like whatever, like, you know, times five like fucking damage or like whatever the fuck, or like, you know, you get like other shit. Yeah, when you do that, you unlock their alien powers you can use, like, yourself. So, yeah, there's like a whole, like, skill tree. It was actually, like, three, like, alien skill trees that, you know, as you research them, they'll pop up. Like, all right, now you can use this, you know what I mean? So, for example, like, if you scan enough of those fucking, the mimics, like, the spider fucking mimic things, I mean, you can fucking, You can unlock a power, and you use that to fucking morph into like small object, you know what I mean, like a fucking whatever, into a fucking box of tissues or some shit, or a fucking like briefcase, or like a book or whatever. Why you would want to do that, I don't know. I have no, I still haven't figured that out. Like, why the fuck would you want to fucking do that? I mean, that was kind of like one of the first things they showed. Like, oh yeah, you can turn to like a coffee mug or whatever. It's like, huh, I wonder if that's supposed to be a weird game. If you want to fucking, why would you want to turn to a coffee mug? And I'm playing it, and I'm like, I still don't know why I would want to do that at all. I don't see what the fucking the benefit is of that. But you can. Or there's a there's an an alien called a phantom that I just thought about it. Maybe you can fucking sneak, squeeze into like little fucking spots and shit with by doing that. I haven't tried that. I'll have to try that afterwards. After next time I play it, I will try that. But yeah, there's an alien called a phantom or some shit. That one like just shoots a ball of energy at you that fucking like whatever, just a fucking orb of fucking yellow energy and fucking goes and like hits you or whatever. So, I mean, you scan those and then fucking like, all right, I scanned like a few of them. Now I can fucking, now you can do that. Now you can fucking shoot like an energy blast that fucking goes out and fucking attacks people and shit. And yeah, I mean, it gives you fucking information on each enemy too. After you scan them, here's what they're fucking vulnerable to. It's like fucking like, the corrupted robots and shit. They're vulnerable to like shock attacks, and, like EMP grenades and that shit. And fucking, most of like the creatures that shoot like energy at you, you can do like a stun attack on them to stop them. If you use those kind of abilities, like the psychic abilities on them, and they'll make it so they can't fucking shoot you for like whatever a few seconds or whatever, and it stuns them. And you can fucking run up to them and fucking hit them with a fucking wrench or whatever shit like that. It's pretty like in depth. It's pretty complex game. I mean, the fucking skill trees is like 9 different paths on there. And one of those deals where you're fucking looking at, all these fucking, like, whatever, and each path is, like, a dozen or so, or whatever, fucking, like, 8 different, fucking bunch of different, upgrades and shit on them, and different shit they unlock as you go down them, it's fucking, one of those deals you fucking, read the descriptions, and it's fucking, like, I feel like I need, like, all of these, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, I definitely need, like, hacking to fucking, so I can, like, hack the turrets and shit and make them, like, friendly, and then fucking, and it can use that to, like, unlock, like, locked doors and shit. Like, it's like, yeah, fucking, that's definitely fucking something I need. And then it's fucking, like, another pass, like, leverage, which lets you, like, lift up heavy objects and shit. And, like, there's, like, 3 different tiers of that, so it's, heavier and heavier objects. And that shit's always, like, it's always fucking, like, blocking paths and shit, it's always, like, fucking, like, couches and shit blocking your way, so it's fucking, like, oh, man, it'd be, like, really fucking convenient to have fucking that shit maxed out, too, but, and then they have, like, the usual, like, fucking, health upgrades, fucking energy upgrades, fucking make your inventory bigger, like, that shit, and fucking, it's, like, oh, all that shit's fucking useful, and then it's, like, oh, all the alien shit's fucking, the alien abilities are there, too, And those all have a fucking ton of shit on them too. So it's one of those deals. It's fucking, it's really fucking painful to choose. Like, Like, what the fuck you want, what you want to pick. So yeah, I'm like fucking 10 hours in, and it's fucking like, just getting as much fucking upgrade shit as I can. What are they, like, hypos or some shit? There's, like, upgrade hypos. You find them, and you can fucking make them, too, and I've been making as many as I can and fucking, like, grabbing them. I'm still, like, again, after, like, 10 hours, like, I don't feel like I'm overpowered at all. Still getting my fucking ass, like, handed to me, like, fucking all the time, so, yeah, and the space station you're on, too, like, that thing itself is fucking awesome, it's fucking huge, massive, fucking really open for the most part. I mean, there's fucking locked doors and shit. You need to find, you're looking for, it's the Bioshocky thing, whatever. You're looking for like codes and like key cards to unlock the locked doors. And some of it will be like blocked off until you progress in like the main story, this fucking area is blocked off until you fucking do whatever, fucking trigger something. One of the first things you do in the game is fucking like, go outside the airlock and go outside the fucking space station. You're just fucking kind of like floating around and flying around, and you can fucking, see the whole thing, and you can check it out, and, just fucking, there's all sorts of little like emergency hatches and shit. You can fucking go from the outside and crawl in and, hidden little secrets, out there in space, fucking like, shuttles and shit that have fucking tried like escaping. They fucking like break down. You can like find them and, and you can fucking, like, go in, you go out one airlock, and some will be unlocked. You can fucking go in, like, the other ones. It's fucking, get all around there, and it's huge, it's real easy to get fucking lost and, like, confused and shit, but that's cool, it's fucking designed, like, really well. I like the way it's fucking, the space there. It's one of those deals. It's fucking like, oh, I just want to play a bunch and just get used to it, so I can fucking like, all right, and fucking just go through and just not even look at a map and just fucking like, all right, just go through all that shit. But yeah, fucking main takeaway after 10 hours is fucking basically is just fucking hard as balls. I mean, they do the fucking the waypoint thing where, you know, you see a fucking giant icon they give you of, you know, go here, you know, you need to go to this fucking spot or whatever, and just fucking guides you over there. But so, you know, I saw that and I'm just thinking like, you know, I'll probably just fucking blow right through this, just fucking follow the waypoints, no problem. But then you end up fucking, as you go on, it's fucking like, all right, now there's like four of them pointing me in fucking different directions to fucking all different ends of the fucking space station. You know, some are like, you know, side missions, some are fucking like whatever, just little like story missions and fucking, you know, then like the main missions. And you're entering all these fucking like air ducts and fucking, you know, zero gravity areas and fucking, you know, you're fucking inside the space station, but you can still like, you know, float around and fucking boost around and shit. And you know, you're unlocking shortcuts and you're getting all turned around and shit. And you know, as you're fucking like crisscrossing through areas you've already been to, it seems like the enemies seem to get like harder and harder, like, you know, the more you're playing. And I mean, there's like a main lobby area where, you know, your character's offices. It's supposed to be like a fairly like safe place you can go to and just, you know, go in your office and you can fucking craft items and shit. And fucking, you know, there's just I'm just going, you know, going back and forth. Like, all right, I went to one thing and fucking, all right, now I'm low on supplies. I go back out to my office again. And yeah, the second time I go through there, there's this fucking like huge like floating blob thing that's fucking just keeps like harassing me and shit as I'm just trying to like run past him and shit. And he's, you know, fucking me up. And you know, I'm like, all right, fuck this, dude. I'm just gonna avoid it and just run, like, book it to where I'm going. And then it shoots out like I was standing on this like glass like walkway, like trying to fucking get through it, and it's fucking like up, shatters that. And you know, fucking one of the energy balls that shoots just fucking shatters that, and I fucking fall to the fucking floor. I'm just like, all right, well, I guess I have to fucking fight this thing. And I fought it, and I barely fucking scraped by. I fucking use up all my med packs and fucking, you know, a ton of my ammo, and fucking like, I'm dying, but it's dead. Like, whatever, that's good. And whatever, fucking stock up, fucking move on to something else in another part of the station. Then again, like, you know, cross back to like, all right, I'm gonna go through the same lobby again. And fucking now, then this is fucking like giant, like huge fucking monster just like stomping around. It's something called, it's called like a nightmare, and it's fucking just like, it's a side quest to either like kill the thing or like try to sneak past it. You know, and again, in a normal game, I'd be like, oh yeah, fuck this thing, I'll fight it and like whatever and figure it out and fucking all that shit. But I'd be all about like the fighting it or whatever's fucking throwing at me. Like, oh, there's gonna be a way to fucking beat this like pretty easily. But again, it's fucking like this game, like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking sneak by because fuck this thing, I can't take it. So I'm fucking just like, again, I'm just like skirting all along the edges and, you know, crouching down and fucking like making sure it's fucking like get way the fuck away from me before I move. Yeah, the game's pretty fucking merciless. I mean, it doesn't give a fuck about you dying. Like, it's just like, oh well, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, you just get fucking swarmed and fucking, you know, died in 2 seconds. Yeah, that happens. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking reload and go. Yeah, I mean, my main thing with these types of games too, like the, you know, again, it's like the huge skill trees and all that, the kind of like, play however you want type of game. Like, here's a million options. Like, oh, pick the best fucking whatever you want to be, like, you know, the BioShock or fucking Dishonored, like Deus Ex type of games. I'm usually pretty fucking like boring, and I'll just you know, pump a bunch of points into like whatever standard weapons and fucking like health and shit like that, and just pretty much play them like normal shooters if I can. And fucking, it's like, you know, usually that works. I'm just fucking like, yeah, whatever, it's fucking just going through, and I'll try to be like stealthy or like fucking, you know, use like the powers. But if I fuck up with that, like, at least I have this to fucking fall back on, and I'm fucking, you know, I have enough points pumped into this that I can fucking hold my own. Yeah, I don't think that's working too well in Prey, because I'm always fucking low on ammo, and some aliens just fucking, they'll just fucking sit there and eat bullets all day long. So it's like, yeah, you gotta do something else. You have to fucking like incapacitate them somehow in other ways. And I don't know, man. It's a tough fucking game, but it is fucking fun. It's really good. It's refreshing. Anyway, they're fucking just like, oh, this game does not give a fuck. You know what I mean? It's fucking does not care. It's also a very one of those fucking like pick up all the junk that you see type of games too. And we just need to fucking pick up all the random shit you see lying around, fucking banana peels and fucking cigar stubs and fucking crumpled up pieces of paper and notes and shit. It's like little junk, like real fucking junk. Just pick up everything you can get your fucking hands on. That was kind of a fucking pack rats type of game. And that's usually how I play shit, like Fallout and all that. It's fucking like, oh no, I'm just gonna pick up everything. Who knows what's useful? You know, in this game, like everything's fucking useful because, you take all that shit and you just fucking shove it into a fucking recycling machine and that just spits out like these like material cubes, depending on what you put in, like different like types of shit. Like, this gives you like cubes of raw materials. And then you put those into like another machine and then you craft like whatever you want, like fucking ammo and fucking med packs and upgrades and, you know, like the upgrade fucking hypos and all that shit. And just like, you know, and the more shit that you feed into that, it's like the more shit you can make, you know? So it's fucking just like pick up like everything. Like, again, that's fucking usually what I do anyway. I like doing that shit. It's fucking every draw, everything just go through like fucking, systematically, like checking every little corner. It's fucking that cool. Now I can actually get shit for this and I'm fucking rewarded for it. So that's fucking cool. The only thing I'm fucking as a plan, like the only thing I'm really like a little disappointed in is just how the aliens look. I mean, just how they're designed. I mean, they're all fucking just like black goo monsters. I mean, this, the different shapes and like sizes of fucking black goo. Yeah. But I wish they all looked fucking a little bit more unique. I mean, they kind of remind me of, the goo monsters from fucking, Resident Evil 7. Only again, it's like, fuck, I wasn't expecting this game to be like a horror game. It's fucking like, this is a better, like, I'm more fucking frightened playing fucking Prey than I ever was playing fucking Resident Evil 7 or, you know, again, or fucking Outlast 2 or whatever. It's a spooky game, I guess. Fucking, surprise spooks are the best spooks. That's what I always say. But, Prey's cool. It's a fucking cool game. I mean, it's, again, not at all what I was expecting, but again, it just happened to be in a positive way this time of it being a fucking pretty, you know, horror sci-fi game. I mean, just the main thing I'm worried about now playing is I guess people are having problems with corrupted save files or some shit. Like, I guess a lot of people are getting like 30 or 40 hours in and the game starts crashing and fucking deleting their saves and shit and fucking, you know, it says saying their saves are corrupted. And yeah, that would be a fucking nightmare. I mean, it hasn't happened to me yet. I'm only like 10 hours in, but I did have one like random crash, but it's fucking, so I'm like, that's weird. And I just get a little bit worried. I'm like, where is it going to send me back? But I fucking like, after I reset out of the game, I'm like, I was right where I was. But yeah, it's been fine. Other than that, I mean, it's fucking, you know, I hope the fucking God this shit doesn't happen to me. I'd be fucking pissed. Yeah, I also hope I don't have my fucking foot amputated today after I go to the fucking doctors. But yeah, we'll find out. I mean, I might get lucky and they'll tell me to fucking stay off of it for a week, and you know what I mean. Then I'll have to stay out of work for a week and have some fucking good gaming times. You know, doctor approved fucking prescribed video game gaming. But or, you know, or there could be something seriously fucking wrong with me. You know, well, physically wrong with me anyway. I mean. This will be the fucking first time I've gone to a fucking doctor in like 15 years, so who knows what fucking surprises are in store there. So, yeah, wish me luck. The other thing too, which is going to be fucking, I was planning on, it's going to be pretty much dependent on how this fucking visit goes today here. I have a fucking vacation coming up at the end of this month. I was thinking about fucking, you know, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll fucking take a pilgrimage out to fucking Fun Spot in New Hampshire. It was just like the, it's in New Hampshire, right? Fun Spot's the biggest arcade in the world. You know, it's about a 3-hour drive from me, and I'm like thinking like, oh, you know, I can get a fucking like hotel room and shit and fucking, you know, make a whole day out of it. Like, let's stay there, you know, fucking opening to close. Let's fucking go and fuck around all day. You know, to have somewhere to fucking sleep, you know, afterwards and fucking like whatever, drive home afterwards. But this is fucking like, oh, if I can't fucking walk, you know what I mean? That might be a fucking problem. So, Or you know, if I go to this fucking doctor's visit, the doctors today, and they're like fucking like, oh, you know, you got to go to a fucking specialist and blah blah blah, and it turns into like 50 other fucking doctor's visits, and it ends up costing me a fucking arm and a leg, or a foot, maybe literally. I mean that'll fucking that'll kill those plans too. So who knows? I mean, fucking, we'll see what happens. But yeah, anyway, yeah, I fucking probably should get out of here at this point and fucking put my life into some fucking towel heads fucking hands. We'll see. But yeah, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is where you can send your get well cards or whatever, your fucking please die already cards. Gruntfreepress.com is the website, and you can see fucking pornographic pictures of black goo monsters. And yeah, I mean, fucking, that's about it. I've been absolute deicide, and yeah, my foot hurts.